He didn't say anything about it, whether
these tapes play okay on y'all's tape recorder, but he said you played my last tape okay, so I guess everything's working out all right. I figured it would. These tape, little old tape recorders, they all interchange pretty easy. Fugitive comes on TV tonight. I get off watch at 9. That's when he comes on, and I think he's probably gonna catch up with that old one-arm guy tonight, because last week he had him in this hospital. I mean, in this place where they were running tests on him at a college, and they almost had him. He broke loose and got the tape recorder, the tape where he had where he'd confessed and everything, but he got it through it in a bottle of acid. He took off. So, old Jared almost got old fugitive, so imagine they're probably gonna catch that one-arm guy this time. I sent y'all some pretty good pictures this last time. Right about an hour after we shot up those 4VC. See, we had the Arvins out with us. That was part of a training mission. And the general came out there to see us. The General Eckhart, he used to be commander of the 9th Infantry. Now he's assistant commander of the 2nd Field Force. We're under the 2nd Field Force, but we're in the 4 Corps area. So he came out there. I took a bunch of pictures of him, and the CO wanted me to see if y'all get another print made of the one where he's shaking hands with him as he got off the helicopter. So if you can do that, send me one of them. It'd make him pretty happy, because he don't ever take his camera out there, hardly ever. Took it out one time. He had a little old Minolta, and somebody, one of the Arvins, I think, stole it. Something, I don't know. Well, I had to stop a minute. We had a roving patrol out there to get sniped at from along the river stream. So they're gonna call in artillery here in a minute, I believe. They start out about this time of night and rove to about 1 o'clock in the morning. Just walk around. They got a prescribed area, and try to get back again now. I'm gonna try to finish this thing. Looks like something's going on around here. I'm gonna try to hurry up and finish it. Little something going on out west here. I think it's just an old sniper out there shooting. We ain't had one of them in a good while. Of course, they're getting pretty I guess you might say desperate now. Can't do much anymore but just snap around, snap at you a little bit. I tried to call y'all again from Bangkok. I remember it was 12 hours difference, I believe. So I'll try to wait till maybe midday or something. That'll be midnight back there. No, I can't do that though, because I had to call in the afternoon or during the daytime back there like I did, because of, you had to call. It's what it is in Bangkok, is combined post office and a telephone office. It's all run by the government. Government-owned post office, government-owned telephone. And so they have certain hours, so I have to call like I did last time. I think it was about 6 something in the afternoon, and it was about 6 in the morning back in Texas. Sure glad that hurricane didn't get too far up inland. I heard on the news tonight about it messing up all the places along the Gulf Coast down there, but maybe y'all didn't get nothing but a little high winds and maybe some thunder showers out of it. Hope that's all anyway. I sure hope these automobile strikes don't mess up me buying me a new car. They'll probably, if they strike, they won't have no new cars on the market, but I'll just get me a 67 or something, because I'm going to buy me a new car as soon as I get home. Maybe the second day I'm home, I'm going to buy me a new car. Even if it's a 67 or something, I'm going to get me a new one. There should be a few of them left. They don't always buy all the previous year models. I don't know much about the Cowboys. I'm kind of like Daddy. They just won by the skin of their teeth the other day. I don't know about them too much. I'm sure pulling for them. I'll probably get to see some of their games, but they don't look like they're going to be as good as they were last year. They had a country and western show here today. It was the same one that came here when the DM Club opened, when they had their opening day. They've been over here 20 weeks, over in Vietnam 20 weeks, and they've been over in Southeast Asia about 60 weeks, I believe he said. No, not that long. He's been in Southeast Asia 20 weeks, yeah, because he's been all over from Thailand, Bangkok, and then down to all through Vietnam, all through the different base camps and everything, and then he come back here again. They're leaving next week. They're from California, country and western band, everything. They really, really were good. Bravo Company didn't get to see it last time because they were out in the field, but I was back here, and they were back today, so they got to see it this time. I guess we'll go back out tomorrow and train Arvin's, or rather, Company will. It's my day off tomorrow, and then next day, and then I'll go out day after that. We go out, other RTOs go out 2 days, and then me and Sailing, the old boy from Missouri, we go out the other 2 days. So they'll have to that'll mess up the schedule though. Whenever I go on leave and then I come back, Sailing goes on leave, there'll just be three of us to pull it. I guess we'll have to just swap off, figure out something new. Glad Dr. O'Kade you back. Should be back at work pretty soon. Maybe sooner than you think. At least I hope so. So you can start getting your bills paid off and get back in the black again. I imagine all them doctor bills probably put you in the red a little bit. We had some kind of old fish for supper tonight, and I couldn't eat it. I almost throwed up. I just came back here and opened up a can of one of those ranch style beans and eat them. I just couldn't hardly make it on them.